Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
We did realize that I'm vain, I'm shallow, I'm superficial and self-involved, but I am not a narcissist. And I told him, I said, you just wasted 5 minutes of my life.
It's called, that's toxic, Jeff.
No, I know it's dysfunctional.
What? No, you should keep seeing your therapist for sure. Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. On this episode, you hear from my arch nemesis, Missy Pyle, and I also reconnect with Chaz Dean. Here you go. I mean, how long has it been raining? For like 2 days?
14
no,
years.
It's been raining for no. many,
wait, let me,
many
how many
days?
Business days?
Has Hang it on. Been I think it started raining last Wednesday.
Oh, which 2 days before you.
Well, you went to Nashville, and then it rained, and then she left her windows
right.
down.
That's right.
Oh, that's true.
So you remember the last rain we had? She left her windows down in her car.
And I went out of town.
Black mold.
You have black mold.
Black mold.
Does it still smell in that car?
A little bit.
On New Year's Eve, I was putting my daughter in the car, and I had my reading glasses just on my shirt so that I could get, you know, read the menu because I'm 50. And I was putting, and there was a rushing puddle by the car. My reading glasses fell out and just rushed down to the ocean in like 2 seconds. I was like, what the fuck?
So they're gone.
Like a tsunami.
This is Los Angeles.
So they're gone.
And now we have one pair in the house, and I'm just like, where are the reading glasses? And then we have this other pair that somebody left that aren't reading glasses, but they look like reading glasses.
That's frustrating because you grab them.
Yes, yep. I finally threw them in the garbage. I was like, I'm not saving these.
I'm not falling for this again.
Down the river.
Throw them in the pool. Megan today was like, my pool's flooding my neighbor's yard. What a Karen. No offense.
So your pool's overflowing?
It's completely overflowing.
And the water's going into the neighbor's house?
Yeah, because it slopes down into the neighbor's yard.
Their house?
Their backyard. Oh. I mean, it's a shitstorm everywhere.
Did they say something?
No, I looked out the window and I could see it for myself.
Okay.
It's overflowing. What are you supposed to do? Get buckets?
Well, it's not your problem.
I know. It's what I figure. I mean, it's
right?
raining.
I mean, you probably should have some sort of drainage
it's
in the backyard.
It's flooding everywhere. It's flooding everywhere.
You're supposed to have drainage in the pool.
I don't have that.
LA's not set up for rain. No one owns an umbrella.
I do.
We're just walking around wet.
Yeah, but your umbrella's for a tiny person.
Well, I got my umbrella at a book fair from the LA Times, and I got it to actually keep the sun off of me.
That's a great story.
Thank you.
What's a book fair? We don't know what that is.
I know. I can't read.
The county fair.
I don't need to read.
Is that right?
You were in another movie called I Believe in Santa on
Aww,
Netflix.
I was.
Can we look that up? You and your sister. I didn't
My
know your sister.
Sister.
I didn't know your sister was an actress.
Let's bring her on.
Wow. What else
she's
has she been
very
in?
Very cute. She mostly does singing. So she sang on a ton of. She sang on like Frozen. She sang on Strange World. She sings on.
Now, is she
things.
Just a lot younger than you, or does she just look a lot younger
How
than
dare you?
You?
She's 13 years younger than me.
Oh, Aww. Yeah.
She's like half of a Shane. Younger than me.
I see. Right. I see. Okay. Now.
And that's my best friend. That's my godmother, Christine. That's her.
Okay. So just everybody, you just know everybody in this movie. The reason
She's
I asked. Okay. So I looked at the trailer because I like all these Christmas movies.
Right.
I looked at the trailer and I just want to be really honest with you. Do you know the lead? What is his name?
He's my best friend's husband.
Oh. Treadlight.
I don't think I've ever seen you this happy before.
So what am I
okay,
not seeing?
Never mind. I just got a gay vibe.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But he's
okay.
probably just very gay friendly. Like Kian.
He's very gay friendly. I will say that he was saying that people online were saying that he looked like a gay serial killer. He told me that
but
the other
hot.
Night. I
was
like, yeah, they're totally hot. Dahmer.
We're pretty versed in
Maybe that's just the way when he's acting, he comes off gay, but not in real life. I don't know.
No, I think they have a pretty decent time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
They're relating.
Okay, I was just wondering. Now, what is your situation like dating? Now, did you
Jeff wants to know if you are relating.
Why do I have to talk about my personal life?
Did your ex finally move out?
My daughter?
Because you've been consciously uncoupling for several years now.
Listen, we're all just doing our best here in Los Angeles.
So he's still living there. So he's still there.
We're enjoying our company, each other's company.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Relating.
Okay.
I can't, listen, I
do you guys relate once in a while?
I relate to a lot of things.
I bet you do.
Relatable.
Same.
I would like to relate to the next topic of conversation.
I'm just wondering, is there ever like a... You know, a drunken evening where you guys hook up.
You know, I haven't been drinking. I haven't had a drink in like 4 months.
What?
I know.
What do you do?
It's nothing.
Really boring. She goes to book fairs.
Yeah. I go to book fairs.
You read?
I read. I've been writing.
Play the flute?
Mm. I play the pickle flute with Matthew Patrick Davis's pickle flute.
Now,
I'm going to do that too.
Alyssa was very pickle flute.
6'8", honey.
We got you on your birthday.
Alyssa was very adamant that she was going to do dry January. Last night, she sent me a picture of a glass of wine. And what did you say? That?
Whoops.
You made it 4 days?
Three.
No.
Three. How many business days?
hang on. If it was last
second
week.
Was an observed holiday.
Two, three. A day?
Yeah.
Whatever.
So really, you went like 3 days?
If that. Look, I'm doing like moderation. Like,
I call it a damp January.
It's like, yeah. It's what
it's like
it
your
is
neighbor's outside. Yard.
Yes. Well.
My pool is overflowing.
Like the back of their wall.
So how many glasses of wine did you have last
Only
night?
Only two. I behaved.
Oh, that is moderate.
That's good. Yeah.
That is very
Fair,
moderate.
That's nothing.
What is it normally? Four?
Like three.
Okay.
Double it.
Double.
Just like the doctors do.
Double it.
Yeah. Okay, so normally you drink three drinks a night, but you've just gone down to two. That's good. That's a good start.
And I'm really not going to do school nights. Like, this week is an exception because it's Shane's birthday and the whole thing.
Because Shane's birthday's today. But you started celebrating last night.
You have to. You have to.
At midnight.
You started early.
Like, I have to.
I mean, was that Wednesday night?
Okay.
Going real well.
Like, next week, I'm not going to drink during the week.
Okay, we'll see how that goes.
Uh-huh.
We'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I just think you should set yourself very realistic, obtainable
goals. I can do
that.
I can do no school
nights.
For
you and me, if we could go one or two nights without drinking, that's a win.
And then I can't sleep.
You need the gummies. I got to get you the gummies.
I don't want the gummies.
I'm telling you, it's life-changing, those gummies.
Gummies are pretty great.
Do you take them?
Sometimes.
How do you? She just winked. She just winked. Okay, so
she
every night.
One right now.
Yeah, you take one before the show.
Should
I
mouth.
Will. I will next time. And some like mushroom chocolate. I'll do. We'll do that.
I'll hook you up.
Yeah, we like that.
So your daughter's now 7.
Yes.
You don't have to deal with the carpool situation that we do at Monroe School.
No, I can.
So you can just drop her off on your own.
I actually walk her in. I park illegally, and then I walk her in.
Hopefully a handicapped, right? Because no one's ever taking those.
Usually fire hydrant.
Oh, I do handicapped because no one's ever
in
those
spaces. I have no legs,
Oh, God.
There's always like 5 handicaps. You know,
so many handicap spots.
That's my theory.
I mean, we're
what
not
are the
at...
chances there's going to be 5 handicapped people
my
using
legs.
Those spaces at one time? Right?
I mean, if I'm there...
So I did park in one yesterday. Where was I?
No, he didn't.
You didn't.
There's plenty of other spaces. And it was very brief.
Very bad.
Why didn't you park in one of the other spaces?
No, there was
a lot of handicap spaces.
No, there was a lot of handicap spaces.
So what are the chances, he's saying, that 5 handicap people are all going to pull up at one time?
Oh, you mean at your daughter's school?
No, this is somewhere else. This
like
was
Trader
at a
Joe's or
this
something.
This was like a store. And it's a small store. Mm. There's no way, if you did the math, you wouldn't do the math.
No, I wouldn't do it right.
Because you couldn't
That's
do it correctly.
Right. Don't do
but
it.
I'm like,
no
how many
room.
People are in this store at one time?
If 32 people are in the store,
right?
The average number
what handicapped. Percentage is handicapped? Do you really need 5 spaces? No, it's statistically
it's
impossible.
So you're saying the handicaps have fewer rights? Is what
fewer
no,
spots.
Fewer spots. There's not enough parking in Los Angeles, and we've given too many spaces to the handicapped.
And your back has been really bothering you, so you're a pretty handicapped this week.
I think that's the title of your autobiography.
And also, my back has really been bothering me.
My back. Oh, there you go.
And that's the other thing. There are people that qualify, that should qualify to park in a handicapped spot. Days that we're really hungover, we should be entitled to park in one of the five spots.
I mean, yeah, we are impaired.
That's
entirely true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my back is really bothering me. I really shouldn't be walking too far.
Given like Uber credits for when you're hungover.
If you have like a bad cold. Mm-hmm.
Really nauseous from the Mounjaro?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of reasons.
It's raining and I don't really want to drive. Like, I should just, I don't want to walk in the rain.
Jet lag.
If you forgot your umbrella, like we did today.
We did, yeah.
Jet lag from flying on your private plane.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
I'm so looking forward to all the handicapped people coming up to me today.
Oh, they're coming.
It's not a good look,
you're
dude.
You're so screwed.
It's a bad look. It's a bad look, dude.
Yep. What?
It's a bad look.
Also bad karma.
It's never occurred to you when you pull in a parking lot and there's all those empty handicapped spots?
Sure. I park in a normal spot. It's a bad look.
What if there's no valet?
Because she's right about the karma. Have you thought about that?
No, that's already come to get him.
No, I know.
Many
that's
times
what
over.
I'm saying over and over again.
His back hurts.
I was going to say that.
I know, seriously. Well, I'm going to see Dr. Wong today.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm seeing him at 10:30.
Wait, which one is Dr. Wong?
He's the orthopedic surgeon.
Can I come? My neck hurts really bad. Shane came over to give me a massage.
I cannot believe how we both did. And Megan, did you touch her too?
I did. Your massage was about, I don't know, I can't really do the math here, but it was like 3 seconds. Shane's was 9. That's great. 9 seconds.
It's actually quite generous.
3 times as much.
I don't think you gave me a massage.
I gave you like a little rub.
I think you just brushed up against me. Your chest.
Does Zoe do this? Because last night I told Shane, I'm like, I'm in a lot of pain. Shane, can you please rub my shoulders? Which is very, it's professional. Mm-hmm. And Monroe got so jealous.
She did?
Out of her mind jealous. Don't touch my daddy. I'll do it. But then she'd come over and she'd do it like a Jeff Lewis massage for 3 seconds.
The worst.
And I'm like, look, if you're not going to massage, then Shane's going to do it. But she got like lost her shit.
Wow.
So hot.
She's real possessive.
I like that. Mm-hmm. You liked it. You were like, yes.
A little bit.
Of course.
But then when I put her to bed last night, she told me that she was, she's sad because she'd like to spend more time with me.
Oh, well, that's very communicative.
Very. Because she's like sad and I was like, why are you sad? Explain it to me. And we talked about it. And she said she would like to spend more time with me. And I think it's hard for her because I work from home, but I can't always spend time with
her.
But I'm there. So it's like bothering her. But I'm trying to stop throughout the day and, do little things, whatever, with her. But I explained to her. I said, I understand where you're coming from. I work during the week. So it's very hard for me to spend a lot of time with you. I said, but I'm planning this whole weekend for you and me. I said, Friday we're going to Universal Studios, which we need to send an email to the school today.
Okay.
That we're breaking her out of school early. And then I said, Saturday we have a play date.
For a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
Yes. What should we say, actually?
Orthopedic surgeon.
What?
Dr. Wong, orthopedic surgeon.
I'm taking her to the orthopedic surgeon?
They might
get her back her business card. Yeah.
Or what's the place to get her the full body scan?
Oh,
Prenuvo.com.
Code Jeff. Code Jeff.
For $300 off.
Oh, my God. I want to do it.
Prenuvo.
Prenuvo.
PRENUVO.com.
But then you know what she said? She said, she's like, when I'm at Daddy Gage's, he's always with me.
Oh,
and
shit.
Because I wanted to say, because he doesn't work. But whatever. I didn't say that. I was like, oh, you're very lucky. Daddy's very lucky because he has a flexible schedule. I was like, Daddy has a very flexible schedule. I said, I have different kind of work and I don't have that kind of free time that your other daddy has. So, and she goes, I just feel like you always leave me with nannies.
Oh. No, she didn't.
She did, but that didn't come from her. And I said,
She said, okay. Oh.
So I said, I said, nannies? I said, do you mean Aurora and Lily and Lisa? I said, because they're like family. They love you. They care about you. Don't refer to them as nannies. I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I could tell like it registered with her. Because I don't think it originated from her. But
what should she refer to them as?
Their
Aurora,
names.
Aurora, Lily,
their
Lisa.
Names. Yeah. I didn't like that. I didn't like that. I don't think it's coming from her. But right. I didn't like that. So we corrected that. And I kept reminding her what a great weekend it's going to be. Mm-hmm. It's not going to rain tomorrow, is it?
It's not supposed
to. We're going to have to buy an
tomorrow's
umbrella.
Tomorrow's supposed to stop at like 5 today.
Don't buy an umbrella. Although if you look at the weather, it's going to rain the next like 5 days after that.
I just have to make it to Universal.
It's just never going to stop
raining.
Whatever
you do not buy an umbrella.
I don't think I can go on Mummy Ride because I think she has to be 48 inches tall.
She's got to grow tonight.
Does she like them?
She's loving
like
the roller coasters.
Roller coaster?
She loves a ride.
She's 45 inches, so if I put her in platforms and a high pony.
That's a good idea. Then maybe she can do Harry,
high pony and platform shoes.
Harry Potter? Platform tennis shoes.
Can she do like Harry Potter?
She can do one. She can do the coaster, but not the big, you know, swoopy one.
But you know what? It's kind of good that I don't, because I don't want to fuck up my neck and back anymore.
It's
I should not go
I'll
on the mummy.
On everything.
Don't go on the mummy.
Because I feel like the mummy fucked with
it's
my neck
so
the last
fun.
Time.
I love it.
It's the most fun one.
But she's not tall enough. What are we going to do? We can't just leave her by herself.
I'll just hold her. I'll pick her up. Like, she's tall enough.
No, I told her already. She and I will wait while you guys do the mummy.
Oh. You don't have to do that. We'll figure it out.
Maybe figure it out at break.
You don't have to wait.
Yeah, we'll take a break.
That'd be great.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break. Yeah, let's take a break.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Chaz, did you ever think we would reconnect?
It was all in your hands, so I don't know. It
was.
Shots fired.
Come on. No, he knows it was.
Was it though?
So yes.
Yeah.
Was
it though?
Okay, so you made it known that you wanted to reconnect.
Yeah.
And you were just waiting for me to come around.
Yeah.
Okay. And do people know what caused the feud?
Let's re.
Wow.
Yeah. Why not? We're here. Let's do it.
It wasn't ever really even a feud, but go on.
It was a bit of a feud.
Well,
what happened was is that I had worked for Chaz Dean. Chaz Dean.
Chaz Dean.
Since 2007, right? I think it was 2007. No?
No. No. 2000. We met in 2008. In 2009, we started working together.
Got it. So and I remember, I absolutely remember the day that we first met. You were looking at my house on Valley Oak,
mm-hmm.
and you had walked in, and I usually wasn't there for showings, but I was there for that day.
Well, it was a pre-showing for my Jeff Hobgood. He's like, oh, I have one that's going to go on the market.
Oh.
I'm going to pre-show it to you. And I had seen your season one, so keep going.
So the house was too small for you. You needed 25,000 square feet.
Oh, God.
But I happened to be home when you were there. And then, unfortunately, I think one of your dogs had passed away that day. And you were wearing sunglasses. And I had seen that you had been crying. And then you and I just started talking about it. And I was, you know, I had three dogs at the time. Big animal lover. And that's how we connected.
Yeah. I had two labs, Grace and Montgomery, and I had lost Montgomery on February 18th, and 6 weeks later, his sister Grace passed away. So I lost both of them within 6 weeks, and I was a mess.
I remember that. I remember that. And then a year later, I think you were looking for someone to remodel the salon, and then we had connected.
Yeah, because I knew that you did flipping and whatnot. I'm like, would he? And yeah, so we reached out.
And then what should have been a year remodel took nine.
I felt like 20.
I kept it going as long as possible.
No, well, we were on nine. Yeah, you had 11 seasons. We were on nine of them. So, yeah, at least 9 years.
Right. So when Gage and I broke up, so Gage and I were obviously.
Oh, God. Sorry. Oh, God.
Gage was working on.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
This is too hard
Stop
for me.
It. Oh, God.
So what happened was is that we were working on a project together. You had elected to stay with Gage, and I understood the business side of things because he was the one that was the project manager on that job.
Yeah, and to be clear, it was just retaining walls. It wasn't even a house or modeling. It was retaining walls. Go ahead.
But I took it very personally, and I burned that bridge because I was so upset and hurt that I felt like you chose him over me. And so that's what happened.
And he didn't tell me this till last week. I'm like, why? You're very vocal. I'm like, why would you not just ask? You've told me you felt like I chose his friendship over yours. I'm like, no, it was all about the work.
Well, and
like,
it you, took for me three and a half years.
Why the hell didn't you just? I don't get it.
Well, first I made it about like I was upset that Nuria told me and not you. But then I realized that's not the core issue. The core issue was I felt like, you know, we were friends first. And then I felt like you had chosen Gage over me, and that's why I was so upset.
No.
So that's what happened. But it took me 3.5 years to realize why I was so upset. And then I luckily ran into you at the Abbey. You were on the red carpet as usual.
Yeah, you really
you were posing
me.
For Where photos,
not shaking hands or waving to people.
No, he was.
Remember that guy that used to call in that like Chaz?
Oh, stop!
He would never.
And we ran into each other, but I had already texted you.
Here's the deal: you had texted me. I already know in August 5th, and Victor, who managed the Abbey for 17 years, he literally died that day of a battle of cancer. And that's when you reached out to me. I'm like, now's not a great time.
I didn't know that he had died, though. You understand? Like, it was just, I didn't know that anyone died.
Yeah, he had died. And that's when you'd reached out to me, and I said, you said, would I be open to meeting? And I said, potentially, because there's a lot that we had to talk about. I said, potentially, but now's not a great time that, I think I'd said my friend just passed away. And you said, I'll reach out to you next week. That was in August. And then I ran into you in the carpet in December.
Yep. And then
I don't have the same status as Stu does. I'm like, Stu, how do you? I don't get it. You're tumultuous. And then next day, there you are again. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Speaking of tumultuous, we got in a little, I think it was a little bit of an episode of, no, it was Fight Club last night at the Valet.
Oh, God.
But it's foreplay for us. But yeah, we were pushing each other and hitting each other.
Kian had a different element.
Kian
had to break you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and I had a different element. So I'm like, I don't get it. Because he's honest with you, and I've always been too. You know that. With you and I, our relationship, like there's people around you who know this, at least in 2009 and above. Everyone would tell you what you wanted to hear or kiss your ass, and you know that. And I was always honest with you. So I thought we had a really strong, stable relationship until the whole Gage thing.
Right.
Speaking of Stu, I don't know if you want to talk about the new product that's available.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
On Jeff Lewis merch.
JeffLewisMerch.com. So currently we have a brand new design. The Scam Likely design is available right now for purchase.
I just got one.
JeffLewisMerch.com. Okay, thank you for the music there, Jameson. Guys, go on over to www.JeffLewisMerch.com. Get yourself a t-shirt, a koozie, or a sweatshirt. Check out all our designs, including the brand new Scam Likely. JeffLewisMerch.com. Cue the music. Nice. We didn't rehearse that.
Good job. Just on the fly there, Jameson.
I'm on it.
Okay, so we're good now, right, Chaz?
Yeah, I'm. You already know I'm...
I apologize.
I'm
you came over.
Slowly. Go on. Yes.
Oh, I would definitely tread.
Yes.
Yeah. I would definitely take it slow.
And I explained why to him because I am.
I move fast, though, Chaz.
I know. I'm Monroe's godfather, and to her to be stripped from me for 3.5 years. When I walked in, and you know that I walked in 2 weeks ago, when I came in and she was hiding behind pillows, I'm like, I just hope she remembered me because she's 5 now.
Yeah.
And I haven't
seen
her. Six. And I hadn't seen her with you.
But what happened with you and Gage?
I saw her when he was there on the projects, and then when the project disappeared, so did Monroe.
I see. When the project ended.
That? Exactly.
Truth be told, I hide behind pillows when Chaz comes up.
Wow. Oh, God.
Oh, there's a new Scam Likely t-shirt.
Check it out. Yeah. Gosh, it looks comfortable.
You know, I wonder if we should get Stu to sign them.
Oh, I'm sure he would. God. He'll jump on it. He'll personally Facebook Messenger anyone that buys a t-shirt.
Just DM him. He'll respond.
Oh, my God. Let's move on.
Okay. Tragic news. Jameson had met a nice man.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh,
oh, you should have known. You should have known.
He was dating him for 2.5 months. Things were going well. You seem pretty happy.
Yeah.
There was a sexual relationship, correct?
We're just confirming.
We're just confirming.
That is a confirmation.
We're here for you, Jameson.
I can tell you're here for me. Thank you.
And then, Jameson, what happened?
It kind of unceremoniously fizzled is what happened.
Okay.
Let's just get to the point. What do you want to get to? Just like...
That kind of happens at month three, though, in most relationships, right? Right three, after month six, three. Yeah.
It's I think like... when you're dating someone, it's like a plane taking off, and you get to the end of the runway, and you either take off or you abort mission, and it looks like we aborted mission, unfortunately.
But that was it your choice or his choice? Or
it was his, it seems like.
What was your indication that it was ending?
Well, we did not
New
spend
Year's
New Year's
Eve.
Together.
How was that?
And so that felt like kind of a defining mark. And
why he said, what did he say? Did he invite you to?
He didn't. No, I invited
him. Did you invite him?
Yeah, I did. And then he said he had other plans. Ooh. And so that's
good news. Is it Freckles the Clown is back on the market, people?
Freckles.
Freckles. Freckles.
He went to clown school.
The LOL of the whole.
Yeah, you're scared of clowns.
I know.
Oh, God.
The LOL of the whole thing is like it kind of disappeared for a while. And then last night, we're all together, of course. And I got a text from him. Lisa Rinna's off Beverly Hills. And I'm like.
And you haven't heard from him since New Year's.
No.
I know. And I was like, what? This is not.
Break up with them.
Just send back new phone who dis.
But hold on. Maybe it was his, you know, way of reaching out.
I don't ignore people.
I think you should respond.
I did. I just said, seems that's the case. That's it. I don't need to be.
And he didn't respond after that.
He said, I'm sad. And then I'm not going to. I'm not.
You should be like, I'm sad. You blew me off.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. I'm really bummed. I'm really disappointed.
Happy New Year.
I know. I really like
this guy.
Thank you.
But what should he say? Because I feel like the guy can't get away with it.
Tell him to fuck off.
No,
I don't think you should tell him to fuck off.
Too
but
harsh.
And I mean, just say like it was nice getting to know you, but obviously, like we're not dating anymore.
Or
I mean,
just
you need like
in case you didn't know. Hey, by the way, you need to like we're not dating anymore. I mean, I think he knows.
Think,
I'm gonna give
you know
it some
what?
Space.
I think that it would be nice to just say, you know, and hey, you know what? It was nice to get to know you and Happy New Year.
I don't think we're a match. Happy New Year. Good luck.
Please never text me again.
Good luck. Good luck's like the ultimate. Like, all right, I'm done with you.
Oh, I love a good luck.
That's good.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Good luck to me.
GL.
I'm real excited about Sunday, Todd. You might want to go.
What Sunday?
Chumps are going to see Megan.
You know what? Megan, look, first of all, I never get invited to any of this shit. I've never been invited to Cooking Kibitz or Kibbles and Bits. I've never been invited to these parties.
Time.
Not that I go, but it'd be nice to be invited. Megan looks amazing, by the way. I can't wait for that show. It's like Small Wonder Gone Bad.
I know.
I can't wait.
And by the way, you were looking at Rotten Tomatoes reviews,
that
right?
That's like 98%.
Oh.
That's like crazy. And especially for like a thriller. Like that's bizarre.
Do you like horror movies, Chas?
I also think it's a little
Do you
bit
like
of
scary
comedy.
Movies.
Yeah. Maybe. I just finished watching Wednesday last night, and that's not scary, but I just
I watched the whole thing too. I binged it. I like it. I thought it was a good show.
It was good.
What else are you watching? Chippendales?
White Lotus. No, White Lotus.
Chippendales
no.
is actually good. I'm just telling you as a straight
a lot
guy.
Of gay stuff.
No, I'm sorry. Chippendales is good.
We all understand.
Hammocks.
Wait, you're
good.
Straight? You're straight?
Yeah, Kian.
I almost said the
Allegedly.
Only straight one in the room was my point. But
wait, are you pointing at Kian?
Why? Yeah, he's straight, isn't he?
Ish. Nobody knows.
Straight till...
The fluffy hair throws you off, I know.
Yes. If you keep with the fluffy hair, you'll throw them all off.
I'm watching Severance, by the way, which is a crazy show, and it's real good. You got to get through the first two episodes, but Jeff, you would love it.
I
hate
start
talking
playing.
About the board.
Hey, you, Todd.
Yes.
You got to tell us what Carrie made you do in the rain.
So, okay, it was raining. So first of all, I cleaned out the rain gutters like 3 weeks ago. Okay, totally clear, clean as a whistle. Problem is, when it rains, all of the leaves come off of the trees. So it carries like, it's kind of raining 4 inches tonight. I need you to go outside with the ladder, and I need you to clean out the rain
Cindy
gutters.
Is she Cindy Brady? What happened?
I mean, it's so,
that's the impression.
Now, here's the deal. I'm like,
she's obsessive like I am.
Oh, but she's crazy. She's like, I'll help you. I'm like, bitch, you aren't going to help me. You're just going to make sure that I'm doing exactly what you
that's
want me
to
do.
That's what I do.
So she holds the ladder. Now, mind you, she's never held the ladder before.
That's
but
helping.
She has so much anxiety about it. She wants to make sure that I'm going through every single spot and cleaning out her rain gutters.
So now, you're both out there in the rain.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm up on the ladder in my slippers.
She's holding the ladder.
Slippers? Yes.
Slippers.
Slippers.
Oh, I've got these great house slippers.
And they
grip. We should sell them on Jeff Lewis merch.
Oh, Jeff Lewis house slippers. They've got like leather on the outside. They don't get wet.
Okay.
No, they're Uggs. They're great. I get a pair of
great for the rain on a ladder.
Fantastic.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, really so you're in your slippers.
I'm in my slippers.
Are you wearing shorts?
So
because it's raining.
No, normally when she makes me go out in the middle of the night, I'll put on board shorts because I know I'm gonna get wet.
Nice.
No, I'll do it at like 8. It was when I got home. She's like, so I have something I want to talk to you about. I'm like, okay, what? She's like, well, it's gonna rain 4 inches tonight, and I'm really worried about the water and the damage it will do to the house. And so I'm like, so I just do it because you know what? She'll ask me every 20 minutes about it if I don't. So I just say
and she also won't sleep.
No,
and she'll keep you up.
I've told you she'll wake me up in the middle of the night and be like, I need you to go outside and clear the rain gutter.
What?
Gonna do. Well, as a real estate
agent.
She's
obsessed.
Oh, she's just nuts.
It's like me and my fingernails.
In the night?
Ew. If you ask
homeowners, how often do you honestly clean your gutters? It really barely happens.
I clean mine 5 or 6 times a year because
that's
of her.
Insane. That's so much.
That's a lot.
No shit.
They're squeaky clean.
Did you get a lot of leaves, though?
Can we check them on Saturday?
Yeah. Okay, so she was right.
She was right. She was right. There were a lot of
Say
leaves.
Say it louder.
And she was right. There were a lot of leaves, and it would have held a lot of water. Had we not cleaned
it. And then what did she say as you were scooping the leaves out?
I told you.
I just really appreciate what you're doing. I know that sometimes I'm a little crazy, but it helps my anxiety. So,
aww.
Yeah.
But weren't you like scooping stuff out and she's like, see?
I told you. Oh, no. Here's what she did. So, like, basically, you know.
Is she holding a flashlight for you?
No. She's holding the. So, where the end of the drain is, like, once I pulled it out, you can hear the water coming down the drain. Sure. She's like,
I told you.
Oh, you really cleared it up with that one. I'm like, No shit. We could all hear the water coming down now.
You cleared the dam.
I love
but
her.
You realize you have no. You had no choice.
No. At that point, I was like, I gave in. Because honestly, like, if I hadn't done it now, she would have asked me every 20 minutes until I did it.
Now, Kian, were you there? You were there, right?
He stopped by last night.
Oh, and then she said. What did she say that she's
today? I love you.
Just she's today. Like, I love you today.
Just today.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
and she's nice. Like, I didn't say that. And Kieran was like, yeah, you did.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I love you today.
I love you today. Okay. That was nice.
Does she love you today?
Yeah.
Actually, we're on a what
she
we call
did
a.
did until 9:30.
Well,
yeah.
We're on a bump right now. You know what a bump is?
No. Well,
so, not that kind of bump.
Yes, we do.
A different kind of bump. This bump is like.
We actually do know what a bump is.
When Carrie and I are like really, really into each other, we call it a bump. And we're on a bump right now.
Because
I've been,
rut.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of nicer things in the morning, like waking up with the dog, waking up with Pepper, making her coffee. And I notice. That if I just do nice things, it really likes it makes her like me.
Wow, the secret to a
relationship.
How long have you been together?
Just 25 years or so.
And you just figured that out?
Well, I just figured it out recently because in the morning I try to get out of there. I'm like, okay, gotta go to work. But I've been taking a little extra time and it's really helped my relationship.
Wow.
Greg brings me coffee every morning.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes. Look at her face.
That's nice.
How often do these bumps occur? Once a year?
Once every 4 or 5 months. Nice. I mean, we love each other all the time.
Of course.
Don't get me wrong.
Today.
But there's like today. There's special times that for a week or two, like we're really into each other.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it's weird because normally a bump is the bad part, but your bump is the
our
good part.
Yeah. That's what we call it, our bump.
Because you're bumping.
Yeah. We're in a bump.
Pump and bump.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Jazzdean.com.
Jazzdean.
Yeah.
Jazzdean.
Get it going.
Jazzdean.
Let's get some win.
Are you? So you guys are hosting tomorrow a dinner, early dinner.
Yep.
Will there be gambling tomorrow?
I'm down. We got to get Carrie.
Chaz,
on board.
Can you bring cash?
And prizes. And prizes. I've got
cash
the mic.
Oh,
we don't need the mic probably tomorrow night.
It was so funny. Do you remember that, Jess?
Yes, it was.
Okay,
insane.
So because it was a bigger group of people for gambling.
Yeah.
And you emceed the event.
Yeah, well, because it was so loud. So I had this like karaoke mic. Oh, and I brought one for Chaz. So what I would do is I'm like, okay, guys, we're playing for $440 tonight and a special gift. Chaz, what are we playing for? And so Chaz had a mic and he'd be like, well, we've got this assortment of when that's blah, blah, blah.
My
and
voice.
It turned out really good. I don't have a good Chaz
voice.
Thank
God I didn't sound like Carrie.
People were very excited for the when gift packages.
100%.
It was a nice bonus.
It was a great holiday. We had a really nice time, and it was good to have Chaz back in our life.
Aww.
On all sincerity.
What's her name?
Gina. My mother-in-law, her name is Robin, but Chaz
not
renamed
anymore.
Her Gina, and we're all going, Gina!
Gina!
Gina! Just because Chaz renamed people.
She would look at me every time I call her Gina, she's like, That's not me. I'm not. She kept saying Robin. I go, no, you are Gina. Gina is good luck tonight, and she's going to win. And finally, she fucking won.
She did win. And then you were calling Monica Mom Pants, Bob Pants.
Oh, she's like, why am I Mom
but
Pants?
But I think the worst part, do you ever play left, right, center?
No.
Okay, so if you get a, if you get a C, it's like the worst thing you get because you lose your chip. It goes in the middle forever.
Right.
So the Lewis is three C's.
Oh yeah.
Three C's.
Yeah.
Three anytime anyone rolls.
Oh, it's the best.
But we terrorize that Gina. I Robin.
Oh God.
By the way, Chaz has never called me by my first name. I've been Joey for 12 years.
You were Chuck this morning.
Chuck, yeah, call me Chuck this morning.
Chaz Dean. Chaz Dean. Chaz Dean.
Hear you say.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.